Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
6:35 on this Tuesday evening. Michael Cohen here with producer Desi Simmons. Just weeks away now from over 11,000 Michiganians being taken off the welfare rolls, something that the Department of Human Services had planned to do on October 1st. As the moment nears, Democratic State Representative Stacey Irwin Oaks of Saginaw held a town hall meeting on the upcoming cuts, and she joins me now to talk about what those affected are in for. Welcome to the program, Stacey.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Now, you know, there were several court challenges to the way those that are having their benefits terminated were informed of that, although now it looks like the court is not willing to intervene any further. From what you see, will the benefit cuts now occur, and is there anything else you think can be done to change that?
Well, I believe the benefit cuts will likely occur. However, I believe that the extension that was received made more people aware of the issue, and it gave them more time to actually appeal, and I believe that was important. So I'm glad the extension occurred, and it's my hope that those who appeal and who have a valid case will be able to remain on assistance.
Now, Republican State Representative Ken Horn of Frankenmuth, who introduced the reform bill to change this our Medicare benefit structure, our welfare benefit structure, was recently quoted as saying that recipients confronting the cash cutoff should, quote, man up and feed their families. Now, Representative Horn was not available to come on the show, but many agree with his position that 4 years of welfare is enough. Why shouldn't those affected be expected to now pursue any and every opportunity to work?
I believe those who are affected should be allowed to pursue work, but the issue is we don't have jobs available for them. In that same article where he quoted that individuals should, and I quote, man up, he quoted that there are several part-time jobs out there. Part of the town hall meeting was to request where are the jobs, and if you are able to get Representative Horn to tell you where those jobs are, I'm sure people will gladly apply. And they're ready to go to work. We're facing one of the worst recessions we've seen in decades. So it is not my opinion that people who are able-bodied and employable should be on assistance. It is that this was the wrong time, and where are the jobs if you want to say they should man up? And to that specific statement, I think it's offensive because there are many women out there who are supporting their families and playing the role as head of household and don't have that support. Me, myself, I was raised partly in a single-parent household for most of my life. So that, in particular, I did find very offensive.
Department of Human Services Director Maura Corrigan was on the program earlier this month and said that welfare can become an addiction for some people and encouraging them not to aggressively pursue employment. Is she at least somewhat right about that?
Well, somewhat. Of course, are some officers somewhat bad actors? Are some teachers somewhat not the best teachers? Yes, I'm sure there are some people who are receiving these benefits who probably are able-bodied and can go to work if there were jobs to go to. So those aren't the folks I'm out here advocating for. But to say and to paint with a broad brush that, you know, these individuals, just less than 1% of the entire state budget, are, you know, taking advantage of the system because they haven't been able to find jobs in years, I think it's going too far.
I'm talking to Democratic State Representative Stacey Irwin Oaks of Saginaw. Now, your town hall meeting yesterday, what did you hear from those in attendance, and what are the immediate plans of those facing these cuts in welfare benefits?
Well, some were actually disabled and didn't know that there were some exemptions for the disabled. So if that their time period had not lapsed, they were definitely going to appeal. Others came seeking to know where those jobs were. They thought that Representative Horn would be on hand to direct them to some of those part-time jobs that he indicated in that article that were readily available and would pay about $7.50 an hour, which would take the place of the cash assistance. Again, the people I meet, the people I talk to, they are more than willing to work. But where are the jobs? We gave an 84% tax break to big business with no promise of any jobs. And again, I'm a business owner myself, so I can appreciate making sure we have someone to actually give the jobs. But where are the jobs?
Well, look, one thing about working or looking for a job is that it is a difficult process no matter what your financial situation or background. Do you agree that ultimately every person needs to be motivated to become self-sufficient? And if finding a job means moving to another area, to another state, whatever it takes, that ultimately those are the steps any individual needs to take to support his or her family?
Well, I believe an individual needs to be motivated. As far as moving to another state, we've had a mass exodus of people over the past 10 years. We're the only state that lost population. It's my belief we need to be doing everything we can to not only secure the businesses that we have, but to make sure individuals who stay here have the ability to be employed. And I think we took a step towards that when the budget was passed and we gave these huge tax breaks and used school aid fund money to give those huge tax breaks. Now we're just saying, now where are the jobs? If you want to now take people off of social services, most of which, almost 100%, have children with no plan for what are we going to do about the children.
Well, in fact, there has been a lot of concern about the children of these families, although Republicans say that programs from food assistance to child daycare will remain in place. Are you satisfied that there will be adequate support through these types of programs for the kids?
Yes, I'm satisfied that the child care will be available for them and there will be food assistance, but those children need to show up to child care well-dressed. Winter's coming up. Which leads us to another issue. You know, you have consumers' energy bills, and Representative Horn is the chair of the Energy and Technology. Recently, the Low Income and Energy Efficient Fund, based on a ruling from the Supreme Court, basically indicated that the legislature needs to act and give the Public Service Commission the ability to administer $60 to $90 million in funds that was already set aside and appropriated. If Representative Horn feels like people should man up and look for jobs that we've determined aren't really out there, we're just saying, on the same token, man up and move this bill so we can at least make sure that people who are in their homes can get assistance with their heating, since that's what the money was appropriated for.
From what I know, about half of those affected live in Detroit. What do you expect to see happening in the city? Do you expect to see more people leaving Detroit or an increase in crime?
You know, whenever you put people in this type of peril, you can expect probably people to leave. You can expect some of the shelters to, you know, have many more people at the shelters. But I think history has shown us, and, you know, as a former correction officer, there usually is a spike in crime. I hope that people do not turn to crime. Public safety is very important, but this is the very reason why I'm wondering, out of all the issues we could have took up, why was it so important right now to make sure we cut people off welfare?
Finally, what about the public reaction or lack of reaction to these cuts? Do you think that shows that most voters either don't sympathize with those that have been on the welfare program for over 4 years or have their own problems and don't view this as such a critical issue?
Well, I believe, based on the media and sometimes how things are projected, you know, you would think that a lot more than 11,000 people were involved and only about 300 and something in Saginaw County. I think when you put an overemphasis on something, then people start to have those types of opinions. But when it affects them directly, they look at it a little different. At least once a month, I get a call in my office with some mother complaining that her child was convicted of some DUI that they cannot get set aside or expunged, and he's a totally good kid. I've never been involved in a system. But then it becomes real to them when the issue actually, when they have to face the issue, whether it's a DUI or a child custody dispute. This as it relates to the welfare reform, it's the same issue. And again, this did not have to be retroactive. This could have been put in place and said that by the next fiscal year. So a lot of the issue had to do with the lack of notice, which is why the federal judge gave an extension, because the notice was inadequate.
Finally, is there now a firm date of when benefits will be cut for the majority of those on the rolls now?
Well, you can't say the majority, but...
Well, I mean, of those that have been told that they will be removed from the rolls on October 1st, are most of them going to be cut on a specific date then?
Well, November 1st, for those who, you know, have reached the four-year max, but this will go on over the next, you know, 3-4 years as people reach their four-year max. And let us hope that they don't reach, and then we actually have some jobs to look to.
Yeah, well, indeed. Democratic State Representative Stacey Irwin Oaks of Saginaw, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.